Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse Books 33 through 36, Carnival at Candlelight, Season of the Sandstorms, Night of the New Magicians, Blizzard of the Blue Moon. This is Mary Pope Osborne. Carnival at Candlelight. Chapter 1, A Book of Magic. Dawn was breaking in the Frog Creek Woods. Jack saw a light shining up ahead. He ran toward it. He ran so fast he couldn't hear his feet hitting the ground. He couldn't feel the frosty winter air. As Jack got closer to the light, he could see the magic treehouse at the top of the tallest oak. A girl and boy were looking out the window. The girl had dark, wavy hair and sea blue eyes. The boy had tousled red hair and a big grin on his face. As the two kids waved at him, Jack felt incredibly happy.
Jack, wake up!
Jack opened his eyes. His sister Annie was standing beside his bed. She was wearing her winter jacket. It was barely light outside.
I just had a dream about the treehouse, she said.
Really?
Jack said sleepily.
I dreamed we were running through the woods at dawn, said Annie. And when we got to the treehouse, Teddy and Kathleen were there waiting for us.
Jack sat up.
I just had the same dream, he said.
Meet you downstairs, said Annie.
Annie left Jack's room. Jack jumped out of bed, put on his glasses, and threw on his clothes. He grabbed his winter jacket and his backpack. Then he slipped quietly down the stairs and out the front door. Annie was waiting on the porch. The February air was chilly. Frost sparkled in the grass as the sun rose over the Frog Creek woods.
Ready?
Asked Annie. Jack nodded and zipped his jacket. Without another word, he and Annie hurried up their street and headed into the woods. They ran through the long shadows of early morning between the bare winter trees. Then they stopped. The treehouse was back, just as Jack had seen it in his dream. It was high on the tallest oak tree, shining in the cold morning light.
Wow, breathed Jack. Dreams can come true.
Yep,
said Annie.
Teddy! Kathleen!
No one answered.
I guess only part of this dream came true, Annie said sadly.
She grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. Annie climbed into the treehouse.
Oh, wow, she said.
What is it? Said Jack.
They're here, said Annie in a loud whisper.
Jack climbed in behind her. Their friends, Teddy and Kathleen, apprentices to Morgan Le Fay, were sitting under the treehouse window. Wrapped in heavy woolen cloaks, they were both fast asleep.
Hey, sleepyheads, said Annie. Wake up!
Kathleen blinked and yawned. Teddy rubbed his eyes. When he saw Jack and Annie, he gave them a wide grin and leapt to his feet.
Hello, he said.
Hello, cried Annie. She threw her arms around Teddy. We both dreamed you were here.
Ah, then our magic worked, said Teddy.
Kathleen suggested we send dreams to let you know we were here, and it seems our magic's in us to Dreamland as well.
But now we are all awake, said Kathleen, and I am very glad to see you.
She stood up, drawing her cloak around her. Her blue eyes sparkled like seawater in the dawn light.
I'm glad to see you too, Jack said shyly.
Are you taking us on another Merlin mission? Said Annie.
Not exactly, said Teddy. Merlin has a most important mission for you, but this time we will not be going along.
Oh, no, said Annie. What if we need your magic to help us?
Teddy and Kathleen looked at each other and smiled. Then Kathleen turned back to Jack and Annie.
Morgan thinks you may be ready to use magic on your own, she said.
Really?
Said Jack.
Yes, said Teddy. But Merlin is very cautious about sharing magic powers with mortals, even with two as worthy as you. He is also wary of magic being used outside the realm of Camelot. Nevertheless, Morgan has convinced Merlin to let you prove yourselves. You will be tested on four missions.
But we don't know any magic, said Jack.